Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
Hello, I'm David Cheel. Welcome to the FT's Culture Cast. This is the latest installment in a series called The Life of a Song. Hard times in the city, in a hard town by the sea. Thus Randy Newman sums up the city of Baltimore on this song from his 1977 album Little Criminals. Newman is renowned for his darkly comic songwriting. Also on the Little Criminals album is the irony-drenched Short People. But on Baltimore, he plays it straight. This is a threnody for a hard-scrabble town in the throes of deindustrialization. Apart from its grim lyrics, hookers, drunks, hopelessness, what's interesting about the song is that it takes an age to reach the chorus. A piano motif circles, the tension builds, until relief of a sort finally arrives when the drums kick in properly and Newman stretches out with "Oh, Baltimore." His studio band, incidentally, included several members of the Eagles. Eventually, Newman's lyric concludes that the only thing to do is to escape. So he packs a family in a big old wagon and sends them off to the mountains, never to return. The following year, the song was picked up by Nina Simone. Her version became the title track of her Baltimore album, and although her reggae treatment of the song has the effect of smoothing out the contrasts between verse and chorus that distinguish Newman's original, it nevertheless conveys a deep sense of unease.
And they don't know why. Oh, Baltimore.
This, however, is as nothing compared to the profound mood of despair that inhabits another reggae version of the song, released in 1979 by the Jamaican band The Tamlins. Propelled by the immaculate rhythms of Sly and Robbie, the Tamlins' treatment of Baltimore brings an almost biblical quality to the song. Over subsequent decades, Baltimore has been covered in a kaleidoscope of musical styles, thus testifying to its flexibility and durability. It was included in 2001 on a posthumously released EP by Scottish singer Billy McKenzie, whose treatment of it is almost abstract, a wash of synths, McKenzie's vocal delivery eschewing his customary hysterics in favour of something dreamy and distant. And for years it was a staple of David Gray's live repertoire, his version adding urgency through a pulsing beat. Today, Newman's portrait of Baltimore seems just as pertinent as it did when he wrote the song in the 1970s. The TV series The Wire reflected a city that has never really recovered from the loss of the old heavy industries. Today, 90% of the city's jobs are in the low-paid service sector. While Serial, the podcast about the murder of 18-year-old Baltimore high school student Hay Min Lee, touched on the city's high crime rate. Baltimore's homicide figures, though declining, still make grim reading. There were 211 recorded murders in 2014, giving the city the fifth highest murder rate in the US for cities with populations above 100,000. Newman himself has received some criticism from Baltimore citizens and civic authorities for painting such a bleak picture of their city. The song had sprung from a fleeting visit, and he later told the Baltimore Sun, "I couldn't legitimately defend my extensive knowledge of the town. The song just came out." There's also a tragic postscript to the life of this particular song. Beneath Newman's version on YouTube are various comments from viewers, one of which reads, "King Stilo brought me here. R.I.P. This is a reference to the rapper Capital Steez, whose track Hard Times, featuring Dirty Sanchez, is based on a looped sample of Newman's piano riff and vocal. And the R.I.P.? In 2012, Capital Steez, real name Courtney Everald Dewar Jr., killed himself by jumping from a building in New York's Flatiron District. He was 19. Hard times in the city.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.